Staying in the region, Japan's newly appointed Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda selected his cabinet today as he braced for a showdown with the opposition. They are calling for early elections after a disastrous year for the ruling coalition, which lost its upper house majority in recent elections. Janice Tang is a journalist at the Kyoto News Agency in Japan. She told us more.
It is widely believed that he will retain ministers in the key posts, such as defense minister, finance minister, health minister, and transport minister. He may keep foreign minister Nobutaka Machimura in the post, or he may assign him as chief cabinet secretary. I don't think there will be significant changes given that the parliament is in session, but we can see a rather clear difference between Mr. Fukuda's diplomatic stance and that of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And people believe that perhaps he might be able to get things moving, especially in to deal with North Korea, because he stresses more a balance between the use of pressure and dialogue with North Korea, whereas Mr. Abe focused more on pressure.